or tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Sometimes doing the right thing comes at a cost, whether it's lost clients, profits, or even your job. But as Christians, we know that integrity is non-negotiable. So let's discuss the difficult choices we face in business and how to stay faithful even when doing the right thing, even when the doing the right thing comes comes with a price tag. We're joined on the line once again by Pastor Clarence Mufubi, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you? Oh, sorry. It's my fault. Pastor, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through.
I'm sorry. There will be a little bit of noise, I guess.
Okay.
Because I'm at work. So okay. I just placed myself on a corner so that I can actually get to do this.
All right.
But I'm actually in the right place to do that thing.
All right. No, thank you so much, Mfundisi. I'm going to ask that before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay. Let's close our eyes. Father, we thank you for this day, this opportunity you have actually given us to also to as well dive into your word and actually explore what you have for us in the business field. May you help us as we'll be explaining to us such that we can be able to understand and implement in our businesses. So we pray all this in the mighty name of our Son and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. We've been speaking about all things honesty and integrity at work, and today we're looking at the cost, you know, of integrity. So how can Christians remain confident in their decision to maintain integrity even when it leads to personal or professional loss?
Okay. Like the opening statement of today's study is saying, the cost when doing things right, it hurts, you know. Sometimes doing the right thing comes with a cost. And whenever we incur cost, it's actually a hurtful thing to us, especially losses in business or losing customers.
Mm.
And therefore, I think to be able to then overcome this or remain confident, even though we are actually experiencing losses and loss of job, it then not needs our abilities or our willpower to actually overcome that. So I will then actually dive into say, for us to remain confident through trials or through this actually difficult times in the business, we then need to seek prayer and seeking God's guidance,
mm-hmm.
and also remembering biblical principles. I would like to post some verses, which I will not be able to actually read them, but if we go to read Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9, and Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3, they'll actually give us or call for remembering for remembrance in what the Bible says when we actually get into difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to say surround yourself with supportive believers. So, you know, when problems strike, you don't then need people who remain or who stay positive, negative in fact, but you need people who then stay positive such that they support you and actually get to lift you up even though you are actually facing some difficulties. As well, you need then to focus on long-term rewards.
Mm.
Our problem is to say, in business, the parasite of wanting short-term rewards after you work, actually, you work a little and you expect a bigger reward, is actually a parasite in us. But then, if you don't want to be actually drowning in your problems when you are incurring cost or loss of jobs, you then need to actually on long-term rewards.
Okay.
I'm doing this, but what am I get after a certain period? then focus on long-term reward than focusing on short-term reward. And we can be helped by Psalms chapter 37, verses 6 to 7. If you actually get to read that passage, it will actually help us stand up even in the middle of trials. The other thing is also trusting in God's sovereignty. We need to trust in God's sovereignty in these trying times. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it actually gets to side or to actually support this thought of trusting in God's sovereignty even in our businesses.
Okay. So how can we find peace now and strength in God when ethical decisions, lead to hardship and setbacks in our workplace?
Okay, finding peace and strength in God in trying times, actually in the business. I think since I have started actually by posing a biblical scriptures to support whatever we'll be saying in terms of business. Let me just continue actually seeing things in the Bible that can help us to find peace and strength during our trying times in businesses. First of all, I would like to say we can then find peace and strength through meditating on scripture. This is a call to business people. Business people doesn't need to actually play around with figures and dealing with contracts. Business people, please meditate on scripture in line with what you are doing. Meditate on scripture. Be a Bible reader such that you can be able to then you'll be like going to gym, going to gym, and then you are strengthening your muscles such that when these trying times, you are actually equipped and you can actually then overcome. You'll be actually referencing to say Psalms 23. What does it say? When I get some problems or when I get into trying times, what does Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31? Fear not, for I am with thee. I'm actually holding you with the right hand of my righteousness. So whenever you are actually walking, wherever you are going, trust not to walk alone, because I am holding your hand and I am with you. I think that's what I can actually say in finding peace. And I can also say seeking counsel from spiritual leaders. Seeking counsel from spiritual leaders. Pastors are there to help you. Church leaders are there, elders and whatever, whoever you can say is your spiritual leader. He can actually then help you find peace and strength when you are overcome with problems. I think as well, practicing gratitude and praise. We are overwhelmed by wanting more and actually forgot to realize that this what we get, we didn't have it at the very start of our businesses. Or this job that I'm having, which is actually giving me some trying times, or this job which I have lost. At first I didn't have, but there's a time that I had a job. And you forgot or you ignore the fact that you once had it and you need to give praise.
Yeah.
The Bible says, give praise in every situation. Otherwise, this story of which we were told when we were still adventurers, to say there was a young boy whose name was Praise God. And he would say praise God whenever, even if she's sent to take a cup, you say praise God. Praise God. We need to praise God in each and every step of our way, especially in the business field or in the jobs that we're actually having. There are some people who doesn't actually have that job. And we need to be grateful and praise God of what we are actually having. That alone can actually help us to stand, to say, I didn't have it. I had it and I enjoyed it. Now I don't have. God is there for my side. He knows the plans that he has for me. And the plans that he has for me are not actually to harm me. I'm actually going to get something that God knows it's fit for me to have at that particular time. So I think that can help us not to be drowning in stress and to think too much. We need to praise God such that we can actually be able to lift ourselves even in trying times.
Yeah.
We also need to embrace trials as refining process.
Mm.
Okay. When we get into businesses, there are sometimes when we feel like we need to have a smooth journey, everything flowing. Everything flowing. And we, if we have that kind of attitude or that kind of thinking, it's going to be hard for us when we actually get into trials. So we then need to then take trials, those trials. He says, God wants a believer who falls down seven times. Fall seven times, not actually falling, but God loves a believer who falls down, who fell seven times, but still stand up and strive to go. So we then need to take trials as refining processes. We are being sharpened, like what gold went through. Gold is a precious mineral, but if you see the process that it enters through, it enters through fire until it's pure gold. So we then need to be like that. We are gold and we have golden ideas in actually doing business or in whichever line of business we are doing, we are actually gold.
Yeah.
But gold is not that, is not just simply precious until it passes through fire and actually melting and so forth. So we also need to pass through trials such that we can end up victoriously in our business. We can actually get to grow big and be great in business only if we can actually embrace trying times which we face along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I think is to say, remembering God's faithfulness.
Hmm.
God is faithful.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, actually get to actually support this idea.
Mm-hmm.
We need to remember God's faithfulness. Actually, what I've actually said before, to say, we are not where we were today.
Hmm.
But God has been faithful for us to actually get those grades, such that we can actually get to go and make a CV and apply to this job that you are having. God has been faithful all through the way. God has been faithful when you started putting up ideas such that you can have this business that you are having. And he has been faithful from the very eminence of that business, and he is still keeping it until today.
Mm.
Let's remember God's faithfulness in each and every step of our way as we go in whatever we are doing.
Yeah, that was quite a mouthful then, Mpuntisi. So looking at, these business people, entrepreneurs, as that are Christian, how can they now support and encourage one another, when faced with those ethical dilemmas that challenge their faith?
Okay. Nowadays that we are now living in the digital world,
mm-hmm.
it's not even difficult for us to actually get support and encouragement. First of all, I would like to say, join Christian business networks.
Mm.
There are a lot of Christian business networks. There are a lot of Christians who are in business.
Mm-hmm.
Join those networks and actually get to grab ideas, grab solutions to problems. Because you actually know, this world is very funny to say, what you are actually struggling with now, there's someone who struggled with it maybe 5 years
ago, okay.
5 years ago, and you actually have better solutions to actually tackle the problem that you are actually are struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you join these networks, you're actually having a broader base to say, to actually tackle your problem, to say you can connect someone in Malaysia, you can connect someone maybe in Randfontein, you can connect someone in Gauteng, you can connect someone in Cape Town, and actually get to know how they are doing wherever they are. Even in Malawi, you can actually get so many ideas if you actually get to join this digital Christian business networks.
Mm.
We can actually then to say, okay, even on getting these links, which Adventist World Radio is actually spreading all over. Mm. You can actually, now we're actually doing a business, related presentation. We can actually get to realize or to see some of the things that we are actually doing wrong and get to create some ideas on tackling the problems that you are actually facing. So I would encourage us to then not ignore joining these networks, because they actually get to help us in getting the power to, or the willpower to get going. We also need to attend conferences and workshops. Mm. There are so many conferences and workshops which I actually saw being advertised to say there is a business workshop, so and so, and the details are, and people who are involved in this type of business are the ones who are invited. Go there, go and see what they are doing, hear what they are saying, and actually get to grab all those content, and actually then see what fit to apply in the line of business that you are actually doing. Mm. Share testimonies and experiences. Don't be a person who actually go and get techniques, solutions. Go there and actually get to share the experiences that you are actually getting from your own business, from your own work, from your own line of whatever you're doing. Share the testimonies that you're actually getting across with or meeting along with. Share those and actually get to help others. When you help others, you're actually helping yourself as well. Mm-hmm. I would actually want to say, pray for one another.
Yeah.
Pray for me, and I'll also pray for you. Mm. Prayer is something that I don't know how we can. There's this sense of not wanting to include spiritual aspects in doing business. I don't know how people do that does it, but I think we need then, it's a higher time we need to migrate from that thinking and go to this thinking to say business also wants prayer. We need to pray for our businesses. Mm. We need to pray for our work. People will only pray when they are looking for a job. Mm. They don't pray such that they can get going in that job that they actually prayed for. Now that they have the job, they forgot about prayer. Mm. They forgot about prayer. Pray for your bosses. Pray for your clients. Pray for your business colleagues. Pray for your work colleagues. Pray for one another. Prayer is actually inviting God in whatever you are doing, and you pray and actually get to invite God in that what you are doing. And when God is invited in everything, you see smooth running of whatever you are actually doing. So invite God through prayer and pray for one another in whatever line of business that you are actually doing. Collaborate on community projects. Collaborate in community projects when you are doing business. Don't leave the community outside. Let the community benefit from what you are actually doing, so that you can actually get to realize or get to get joy to say, I'm working, but someone out there is actually getting something from what I'm actually doing. So I think at this point, if you actually get to grab them and think deeply about them, they'll actually get us to a point of actually getting support and encouragement. And we can get the support and encouragement that we are actually looking for in whichever area we are actually in.
Indeed. So as we wrap up, Mfundisi, how can now focusing on God's greater help, greater plan, help us as business people persevere through business challenges that result from maintaining our integrity?
Okay. Focusing on God's greater plan, you then made me to remember this statement from Ellen G. White. Mm-hmm. He says, higher than the highest, is God's idea for his people. I will not then say the exact word that she said, but this is the idea from this statement that she wrote, to say God has a greater plan, a higher plan than a higher plan that is actually exceed what we actually thought for ourselves. God is thinking big. God is thinking big on that business. He is thinking to actually lift you to greater height. So remembering his purpose for your business will help you to have the focus and have the strength to keep going. We can also get to read Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. If you read that passage, it actually then helps you to actually realize how God wants us to be creating business. And we can also trust his provision. Okay, God has provided so many things for us, things that we can actually get back and reflect to say, I didn't have the willpower to actually grab this. But God provided those things. We actually, God did not, you didn't even have the way or the know-how to actually grab those machinery that you are actually using in your business now. But because of something that you actually cannot even explain, God provided that you actually have those, or you actually possess those machineries that you are actually having. You didn't even have the link to get the job that you actually have now. But I don't know how, but God just did it, and you're actually having that power. So trusting his provision in whatever, everything that you're actually doing, that God will provide. God will take care of you. There's a song which says, God will take care of you. Like something like that. I don't remember the song, but God will take care of you. God will take care of you. And also, I think seeing challenges as opportunities for God. Like I said this point earlier, to say challenges mustn't be hindrance to get going.
Yeah,
there should be opportunities. You see, we planned this, but it failed. So let's try this.
When you say there is a question, I was saying that there is a question that has come through saying, what about growing the Adventist business forums? Is there more that can be done in this regard?
What? Come again?
What about growing the Adventist business forums? Is there more that can be done?
Is there more that can be done?
Yes.
Like especially with the church or with the Adventist people who are actually in business?
Yes, with the Adventist people that are actually in business.
Okay. So I say we need then to, if you're an Adventist, you know you have your business. Share your testimony. Join, it doesn't start, it doesn't want to be started by someone. But we are Adventists, we are there, and we are in business. And we can actually get to start this. And I think there are some of these business networks which are actually there in place. And the only thing is actually maybe we'll then get to look for them and actually get to share with you back. Because I think there's something there. Because there are a lot of Adventists which are in business. Anyway, I am maybe, there's this platform that I actually joined, which said Adventist Market Space. There are so many Adventists in there, and they share what they are doing, and they share their clients. Maybe I'm into carpentry, and someone is in, wants someone who is welding, and we can actually get to interact in there. I think that's one of the examples that I'm actually having. And I think there are more and organized ones. And I think we can actually help us in there. But I then need to get time and then look for them so that I can come back and then share with you
Okay. All right. No, no. Thank you so much, Mpundisi, for that one there. So I'm going to ask that. Can you please, offer a word of prayer for to this week's discussion that we have been discussing with regards to integrity and honesty in the workspace?
Okay. Okay. Before I pray, I say we need then to remember that integrity may require short-term sacrifices.
Mm.
But if we are patient enough to be to withstand these short-term sacrifices, it will help us yield long-term reward.
Mm.
So I think we need then to remember this as we actually do whatever we are doing. They may be sacrificed now. But after that sacrifice, we are actually getting to get more. I will also put us back to Malachi to say, try me with this, and you will see, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven to pour blessings which you will not find a place to put. So I think with that, I can say, let us pray.
Yes, please.
Let's close our eyes as we pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to actually get to say your scripture, your word, and to actually encourage us in the business field. Getting to understand what you're looking for, what for us to do, to even say, even in the business, we need to preach integrity. We need to preach the gospel of honesty. We need to be preachers in the contracts that we sign, in the business deals that we involve ourselves in. The way we do these things should portray honesty and integrity. And you have helped us to actually see ways which we can actually get to do this thing and actually remain honesty and maintain integrity in whatever we are doing. So help us, Lord, now that we are going to practice and put in play what you have actually made us to learn. May you help us. The road might be hard, but you have given us an assurance that if we trust in you and embrace your provision, everything will be well with us. So we are going, holding this promise that you have promised us, to say we are going to do whatever we are doing, grabbing your promises, and may you manifest yourself in whatever you are doing, and may you make this promise manifest and actually get to grab whatever you have in store for us. Help us now and forevermore. For we have prayed all this, believing and trusting that you will do to us as you have prayed for, if it pleases you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you as well. Have a good day too.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.